Today on Gardening in a Minute, improving your lawn's drought tolerance. Drought tolerance is a measure of how well your grass will survive dry spells. A healthy and drought-tolerant lawn has a deep and extensive root system, so it's important to train your lawn to grow deep roots. Don't let your sprinkler or irrigation system apply small amounts of water frequently, as this will encourage shallow roots. Instead, irrigate your lawn less often, but for longer durations. Water your lawn only when at least a third of it shows signs of wilt. Look for folded grass blades, a blue-gray color, and footprints that remain in the grass. When you do water, apply only 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water. Mowing your lawn at the highest recommended height for your grass will also help encourage deeper roots. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with a declining tree. You may notice that a tree in your landscape isn't adding new growth or just doesn't seem to be thriving. The tree could be in trouble because of human actions such as excavation or vehicle traffic, which can compact soil or cause damage to roots. It could have been planted too deeply. This causes a deformed root system, which stresses the tree. Other causes of tree decline include drought, fungus, and improper pruning. Sometimes you can't diagnose the problem right away, but you can narrow the list of possibilities. First, make sure the tree is watered and fertilized. Mulch the area under the canopy, keeping the mulch away from the trunk. Regularly check for signs of pests and continued decline, and reevaluate the tree's health after a few weeks. For more information about declining trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pass along plants. One of the great pleasures of gardening is sharing information with friends, family members, and neighbors. But perhaps the best benefit of sharing with other gardeners is receiving and giving pass-along plants. Pass-along plants travel from one gardener to another. Each holds a story of where it came from and the loving hands that grew it. Many old varieties, such as the Confederate rose and heirloom vegetables, are available only as pass-along plants from other gardeners, who have often cultivated them for many years. The general rule for dividing plants is to propagate them opposite their blooming season, so plants that bloom in the fall should be divided in the spring. Save seeds as they mature and plant cuttings throughout the year to pass along to fellow gardeners. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the bottle brush. The bottle brush is one plant with a very appropriate name. This evergreen has bright red flower spikes that are reminiscent of a bottle washer. The bottle brush is often sold as a shrub, but can be trained to grow as a tree up to 25 feet in height, or even as an espalier. There is an upright species and one that has a weeping form. The upright type can also make a nice screen or unclipped hedge. Bottle brush will thrive in full sun and can adapt to a variety of soils. It's a very drought and salt-tolerant plant. Suckers on the trunk should be removed periodically if a tree form is desired. Hummingbirds love bottle brush flowers, so bird watchers will be big fans of the plant. For more information about the bottle brush and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Japanese honeysuckle. Japanese honeysuckle is a vine with showy, fragrant flowers that's frequently found in Florida landscapes. But this plant's rapid growth can quickly choke out native plants. The small white tubular flowers appear spring through fall. If you have Japanese honeysuckle in your landscape, it's best to remove it, making sure to get all parts of the plant to prevent it from coming back. If you're looking for a non-invasive plant with features similar to Japanese honeysuckle, there are many more suitable vines available at garden centers. Coral honeysuckle is a native plant that can be distinguished from the invasive honeysuckle by its flowers, which are orange or red instead of white. Other replacements for Japanese honeysuckle include the trumpet creeper, crossvine, passion vine, and meletia. For more information about Japanese honeysuckle and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.